الله 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 الله.
این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
A question: is an Islamic government a retrogressive one? The Shah wants to create a modern country. The Arab countries, too, seek progress. But Islam opposes reform and social change, such as freedom for women. What is your view on this? Imam replies, the Shah's government opposed our social development and gave away the freedom and independence of our country. An Islamic government is not a retrogressive one. It sanctions all the manifestations of civilization apart from those that disrupt the nation's peace of mind and are incompatible with the nation's view of public decency. Islam not only sanctions, leaves freedom for women, it is actually the founder of freedom for women in all the dimensions which exist for a woman. January 10, 1979.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We are with another program of Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the search of Islam. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini has mentioned that we ourselves are nothing. Whatever is and whatever counts is Islam. In this part of his speech, he is talking about the importance of the Islam. Therefore, we need to give importance to the Islam because everything is Islam. Now, when he talks about Islam, it's not about a specific religion. It's not about the religion that he follows. It's about the method of life. It's about the lifestyle, basically. And it's about the cause of creation that we had. We all are created by God, and when God has created us, He has sent some set of rules and regulations for us, and He has emphasized that if you follow these rules and regulations, you will reach to the perfection, which is known as sa'adat in Arabic. So basically, in order to reach to that perfection, we need to follow the Islamic rules, and therefore, if we are not following those rules, or if someone is not following those rules, he will never reach to perfection. He will never fulfill the reason of being created by God. Therefore, fulfilling the reason of being created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or God is to follow Islam. And therefore, everything is Islam.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala.
When we look at the life of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, we can see that when he went to the land of Karbala and the battle of Ashura, which he had, it was all for Islam. It wasn't for him. It was very easy for him to just move or go somewhere else. It was very easy for him to stay in Medina, or maybe according to some historical facts, it was very easy for him to stay in Mecca, where there was the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was very easy for him to not to raise his voice against the ruler of the time, which was Yazid. But we can see all the hardships that he had it was because of Islam. And therefore, when Imam says we ourselves are nothing, whatever is and whatever counts is Islam, it can be shown or it can be seen in the life of Imam Hussein, apparently, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.
La ilaha